Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Danger Schmoot. Try to forgive me. I'm a little tired. Had a very long night last night. Got to talking to a very beautiful woman. And we stayed up for hours on the phone, just talking. I just farted in the chat room, in the Blog Talk Radio chat room. No, I didn't hit the charge last night. What I ended up doing here was we talked on the phone and we cuddled on the phone. She and I fell asleep. We did a whisper at the thing with the Skype, the FaceTime there. Got myself an iPad. No, Tommy, I didn't fuck on a phone. But I did have some amaretto while her and I were talking. And she fell asleep with me on a phone. And I fell asleep with her on a phone. And it was good. But, you know, this goes to me having a conversation about long-distance relationships. You know what I mean? And she, hold on, there was a guy that likes to drive by my apartment and play music really fucking loud. And he's really annoying. We fell asleep. We fell asleep together on a phone. And, you know, she lives about half an hour away from me. So, But anyway, if you guys want to talk about this, let me know. You guys need advice on how to keep a long-distance relationship? Let me know. We're going to talk about it. That's what we're going to do. Because Uncle Tony, a.k.a. Danger Schmoot, knows what to do. And I'm going to be taking phone calls right after this. Quick break. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Wow. Sorry about that. I had to take a quick break. you know, when you eat too fast, I did it too fast because I wanted to get on a show. One more thing I want to bring up before we start going to college, because I got some fucking college in here. I'm in the chat room. Okay. Yeah, Ken is having a show later today. Go check out God's Rainbow Ministries. I do need to get into my announcement. Brimshaw. I'll answer you because tell your fucking son to call me. Or else I'm going to call him on the air and he's going to fucking listen to me. Because that's what the announcement's about. That's what my announcement's about is him. I have reached out to Jason. I have emailed Jason. I have called Jason. I've done everything I could except send fucking smoke signals to him. Rest in peace, Johnny. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm all right. But I've tried to reach out to this fucking guy who's no longer J-Bo. He's Jason. Only I called J-Bo because he was a friend, but he ain't a friend no more. Now, he's Jason, the son of a bitch, just like Jeff wants to be. I see you in there, Jeff. I'll bring you on the air. Jeff, I got to talk to you about some things that you sent to me in an email, but I'll get to you on the air. He's just, you know, I don't know. If you care about this community, Jason, and anybody else listening to this, if you care about the community, you are going to call in. So I put you on the spot. That's what I did. But now I will take phone calls. If you just want to call in, it's 515-602-9728. And I'll call you on the air, Jason. And if you don't answer, that shows how you feel about your community. 585, you're the first caller. 585, you're talking to Danger Schmood.
And you're talking to one pissed off motherfucker. Hey, Tony, it's Cobra Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff, I know you're pissed at me, but I don't think calling you Jeff the Fag is going to work out because
Let's stop right there. Why would you call me Jeff the Fag?
You emailed me and requested that I would because you came out of the closet, which I'm very proud of you that you didn't know. Let me finish, Jeff. I know. I just want to let you know that I am proud of you. I'm proud of you for coming out of the closet.
Do you have a death wish, Tony? How long have you known Cobra Jeff for? How long have you known me for? What is Cobra Jeff's biggest hates in this world? Let me list them for you. Top of the list is I hate niggers. That's top one. Screw black history.
All right. You don't say nigger on the show.
Okay. Number two is I hate faggots. I'm not gay. I never would be gay. So you're saying I emailed you saying I'm gay? Is that what you're claiming? Or are you making this up to piss me off? A lot has changed, my friend. You know, fun Corporate Jeff is gone. I'm just one pissed off son of a bitch nowadays. Not a good idea.
Well,
you're making up rumors that I'm gay?
I'm not making up rumors that you're fucking gay, Corporate Jeff.
I get more pussy than you do. And you know that. You know my past. Since when would I ever be a fag? You know that. I would never come out of the closet because I'm, like, deathly afraid of homos. So I want a public apology from you sedating Cobra Jeff, you are not gay. I am sorry for tainting your name.
Well, I am sorry if I tainted your name because I only get emails from people, Jeff. This guy came from Cobra Jeff. I'm trying to find it. I can't find it right now. But this came in to it. And I was only trying to celebrate you. I wasn't on the air. I was happy that you came out if you did. And that's all I wanted to say. But if you didn't come out of the
closet. So you didn't even like message me and be like, hey, are you gay now? Do you want to suck my dick? You couldn't even do that. Like,
no,
I mean, if you would have messaged me that, maybe I would have blown you or something like that for a dollar. But you didn't. You couldn't even come.
What you just said is something gay. I don't ask guys for sex or blowjobs.
What are you talking about? I just said I want a dollar. I didn't say anything gay. I never said, like, I love sucking big black dick or anything like that, because I really do. But I never said that.
It was probably Jason. Jason probably fucking emailed me saying that you want to be Jeff.
Listen, you got to stop on the Jason thing. Jason has a wonderful penis, let me tell you that. He is just great, and he has the best tongue skills I've ever had in my life. I mean, it's good to have you back on the radio, Tony.
Thank you. And please don't talk about it, his dick on the show. And I'm sorry.
What are you talking about? Are you like hearing shit, dude? Like, what is wrong with you? Like, what drugs are you on?
Jason has a beautiful dick. And then you said before that you would give me
whoa. What are you fucking talking about, Tony? What sick thoughts are in your head right now? Now you're going out on your fans saying we're saying stuff? I would never say that Casey has a large dick that I love to penetrate my anus or anything like that. I would never say anything like that.
No, I'm not letting you get away with this. I'm bringing on another caller, and they're going to be a fucking witness to you saying this. 856, you're on the show here, and I want to talk. Listener, did you hear Jeff say to me that he wanted to suck my dick, or am I just making shit up? Hello?
I'm here. Let me say this, Tony. This is Bruce, by the way, in case you don't know who this is.
Perfect. This Cobra Jeff said something about Jason's dick, you're fucking irresponsible son.
No idea what the man is talking about, do you?
Let me say something about Cobra Jeff. Cobra Jeff is the kind of guy that doesn't take any shit from anybody. Okay, so I just let him do his thing. He doesn't take any shit. Okay? And I've seen this guy in fights. I know this guy can kick ass. Okay, so you really don't want to fuck with him, Tony. Okay, on the other side, let me say this about my son, J-Bo. My son, J-Bo, is the best. He's a hard worker. He's got a beautiful daughter. And you know what, Tony? You can say whatever you want to say about him. I know that you guys have a long history going back to, like, the 90s. Actually, but let me say this. J-Bo cared a lot about you, but what you did, and I'm going to say it again, by deleting your channel, it really hurt him because he put a lot of money and a lot of time and a lot of effort into that channel. By you deleting all your shows, it devastated him, man. I mean, come on. He put a lot of time and money into, and that's my son. So if you're going to piss my son off, then you're going to piss me off. And, Tony, I'm almost 60 years old. Let me say this, Tony. I want you to keep me on your show tonight because I want to hear who's going to call in. But you need to chill out on my son. J-Bo has done a lot for you, and you know he has. Over the years,
yeah,
look, I know I know J-Bo more than anybody does. I know everything about him. I know what he does, what he feels, what he, you know, everything. So, please, all I ask, Tony, is just apologize. Apologize for what you said to him.
I didn't say nothing to
for
I didn't say nothing to you, Sean. I said nothing to him. I brought you on the air. I'm glad I did because I have to. I wanted to yell at you because I think you have influence on this. Number one. Number two, Jeff said that he wanted to suck my dick and blow me. And then
that never happened.
His son's dick. He was talking about your son's dick.
Bruce, we've had our differences, but since have you ever known me to be gay? Ever?
No, no. Absolutely not.
I think this man
There's
is like
one thing, and one thing about him is he is not gay. He has bagged more women on here in the last 24 months, over the last 2 years, than any of us has. Cobra Jeff is not gay. So whatever you want to say, Tony, is complete bullshit.
Tony, you're starting to offend me. You're offending Bruce. Never once.
I gotta get to the bottom.
Tony, I really, really want you to give me a reach around while I'm licking your asshole. I've never said anything weird to you.
He just said he wants to reach and touch my. All right, goodbye. You want to be fresh? Go be fresh.
What are you doing?
I'm not a
movie. Oh, wait a minute, Tony, what are you doing?
I muted Jeff. And
why would you mute Jeff?
You're next.
Tony, come on, man.
Tell your fucking son to be a fucking man in a car here. You want to be a good father?
He's going in. Tony, listen to me.
What?
If you just shut up for one fucking second and listen to me.
Tell me to shut up. You got something to do with
I was telling
shit.
You, brother. Just listen to me, brother, for 1 minute, man. Can you do that? For 1 minute?
You got
Thank
30 seconds. 30 seconds, you got. And I tell you, I'm fucking shut up. It's a piece of shit. Go ahead.
Wow. Really? Okay. Let me say this to you, my brother. You and I are about the same age. I'm going to be 60 years old in 6 months and 26 days. I'll be 60 years old. How old are you, Tony?
Old enough to fuck, all right? Tell your son to call me. Goodbye.
Tony, I'm asking you, how old are you?
And I said, old enough to fuck. Tell your son to call here. And stop me off. You have something to do with this shit. You have something to do now. Son of a bitch.
All right.
This is what I mean. This is the shit that he does. His fucking son. I got shoved. Fucking. Got popcorn stuck in my throat. Hang on. Popcorn stuck in my throat. This is a thing that happens. I get nervous. Jason, I just talked to your father. You'll call in here if you care about your community, and that's all I got to say about that. My real listeners who want to call in at 515-602-9728. You guys can call in and I'll give you advice. 602 What do you hear? What do you say? Thank you. I'm sorry, 602, you're in a queue. Up there, you are. 602, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, I have a business question for you. Yes, I have business, and my best customer is not using my Plantix anymore. What do I do?
You're screaming into the microphone. I can't hear you.
I said I have business. My best customer is not using my Plantix anymore. What should I do?
What products are not being used for you? What kind of business do you got?
It's the escort business. The products are demon.
So you're a pimp. You're a pimp and you got a horse. Is that what you're telling me?
I am relationship specialist.
I don't know what to tell you. Well, tell the girls to dress up better. I don't know.
Okay, maybe I should ask you, because you used to be my best customer.
Pal, I don't even know you, pal. I have no idea who the fuck you are. I've never bought
you. You used my girls before. Why did you stop?
I didn't stop. What are you talking about? I never bought a woman from you.
Come on. I bought my car because of you.
I
cannot make payments anymore.
I don't have sex with prostitutes. You're calling the wrong person, okay?
You are lying. You are a fat liar.
And you're a stupid son of a bitch. Thank you.
Listen to
off.
Me, fatty. Are you gay
fuck
now?
You.
Just tell me. If you are gay, maybe
I don't have sex with prostitutes. I never met that fucking guy. 443, you're next. You're next. Jason, the time is ticking, Jason. That's all I want to say. But go ahead, 443. What do you hear? What do you say? Welcome to Todd Danger Schmoe.
Hey, Tony, how's it going? I'm currently dating this Asian girl, and I'm wondering if you have any advice.
Sorry, pal, if she has any what?
I'm dating this Asian girl, and I'm wondering if you have any advice.
Advice about it? What advice do you need?
I'm dating an Asian girl. Is there anything different I should expect? Or, like, you know, what would any date ideas? Like, I don't know. Just give me some advice.
I mean, just treat her good. Just because she's Asian doesn't mean you got to treat her bad, if that's what you're asking me.
So you're saying I shouldn't call her a chink?
All right. No. You're not supposed to call anybody any bad name like that. Don't call your Asian girlfriend a chink. You fucking idiot. Goodbye.
All right.
Shit ass. Alfonso never fucked me in the ass. I never met Alfonso. That's that. 111. What do you hear? What do you say? And also, Gavin, I don't pay anybody to suck my dick. Okay, that's all I wanted to say. Go ahead, 111. Go ahead, 111.
Hey, Tony. Hello? Mike Hunt, personal trainer here. Glad you're back. It's always great to hear the king of Blog Talk Radio. I'm so glad you're on tonight and doing a show. My question is, are you going to be back regularly doing a show once a week, or what's the plan?
Hey, I'm glad you called me, pal. I want to do a show at least once a week. I wanted to do it twice a week, but unfortunately, I gotta work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay. Well, that's great news.
Yeah.
If you can do a show once a week, that's fantastic. That's great news for the community. Last time you did a show, I tried to call in, but you ended the show. You were wanting people to call in, and you know, unfortunately, we did lose Johnny. A lot of us have been heartbroken, and you wanted us to call in with our best Johnny Longfeather memories, and I just wanted to share mine. You know, my best Johnny Longfeather memory is when he let me have my bodybuilding show at the casino. And, you know, he helped every guy get dressed in their posing trunks backstage, a.k.a. the men's thongs. And he helped oil everybody up. And he almost got arrested. He had to bribe the reservation police that night not to arrest him because they found a few teenagers locked in his private bathroom. What a great memory that was. But overall, the show went great. We made a lot of money. And I will miss my friend, Johnny Longfeather. R.I.P. Johnny Longfeather. We'll miss you, buddy. The other thing I wanted to bring to your attention was, you know, over the holidays, Pastor Ken, he has these notorious parties. Well, I guess they had a New Year's Eve anal bash on our dash, and Ken received so much anal over the holidays, he was hospitalized for a week and had to have anal reconstructive surgery, and apparently Frittata went to jail for animal abuse for stuffing a dozen mice up his ass and shitting them out on Dan Garza's chest. And I also heard I also heard that Pastor Leroy is under investigation for supplying the mice. And you are under investigation now because Ken said you put little pieces of cheese in your dick hole and let the mice eat it out. Hashtag mouse dick suck.
No, mouse dick suck, Mike. You know, fuck me. Good night.
Hashtag Uncle Cheese Cock.
Okay. Not Uncle Cheese Cock. Yeah, thanks, Mike. Okay, you know, once in a while, you're a nice guy, but now you're being a son of a bitch. I'm not mouse. I don't suck mice's dick. I don't have a cheese cock. That's nice. Thanks, Mike. Thank you. You and, okay. Yep. So all good things that people say about me now. That's nice. Another fucking name that I don't need, that I don't want. One, one, one. What do you hear? What do you say? Thanks. Yeah. Everybody in the fucking chat room is typing in cheese cock. Cheese, yeah. Thank you, Pastor Vale. Uncle Nice Guy is what I like to be. I refer to, that's what people call me, a nice guy. Yeah. Clock is ticking, Jason. Clock is ticking. I'm going to call you during the show or you'll call in. That's it. I'm not playing around. The fucking party's over. Party's over. 269. 269, what do you hear? What do you say? Welcome to an episode of Danger Schmood. It's probably a woman calling you right now.
Hey, Tony, it's Pastor Veal here. How are you?
Here,
let me move away from my duck pond. Let me move away from my duck pond real quick.
It's going to say it sounds like you're surrounded by fucking hyenas or something.
No, they're ducks. Johnny Longfeather, bless his heart. You know, sorry, you could also hear my little dog I have out here at the duck pond, too. But Johnny Longfeather, bless his heart, decided that he was going to give me $1 million to bring in the ducks from his casino to give them a home. And it's just been so amazing being a duck caretaker for Johnny after his absence. God bless him, you know.
That's actually very, very nice.
Yes, I know. And, oh, here's little Tony right here. We named this dog Uncle Tony because he's a little big compared to the rest. And, oh, look over here. We have oatmeal. Little oatmeal is coming up, waddling up. And we've got Leroy. What a great group of ducks. And I should tell you. What's that, Uncle Tony?
Hi, I said, that's cute. I had him in the background.
Yeah, they're just quacking along and swimming there. It's such a nice day out here in Valencia, California for them. And, you know, we decided that we would hire special friends to go take care of the ducks. And I should tell you that we at the board of directors of God's Rainbow Ministries decided that Pastor Kenny was too unfit to host his own show. So we fired him. Rosemary, myself, and BBF decided that we'd fire him. And thankfully, we got him to come to the conclusion that being a duck feeder at the Church of the Holy Sacred Pilgrim Duck Pond would be the best thing for him. It's a little bit more his speed.
But can do that? Can he actually do
that? Yeah, he just sits on the water's edge and he says okay, and he throws the duck food at the ducks and he overfeeds little Tony a bit. But Kenny, could you come over here and please get on the phone with Uncle Tony, your best friend? He's on the line. Here's Kenny. He's here right now.
No shit. Really?
Oh, he's petting Uncle Tony the duck right now. You can hear him squealing with happiness.
Come here.
Oh, no. His pants are off. Kenny, put your pants back on.
Wow.
Kenny, put your pants back on. Oh, no. Oh, no. Tony, I don't know what to tell you. He's about to... He's having sex with a duck. He's having intercourse with a duck, Tony. Get your penis out of Uncle Tony, Kenny. I cannot believe this. This is disgusting. I had to leave the scene.
All right. Go stop Kenny from fucking a duck. Thanks for calling, Bill.
He had sex with a duck, Uncle Tony.
Okay, yep. Go. Just watch him fucking duck then.
I don't want to watch him. I had to leave the scene. He's having.
Okay, so now you guys are going to call in here, spend over a minute on the phone with me, telling me that people, ducks are good, Johnny gave ducks to people. And now, and then Ken's fucking one of them. The fat one named Tony, out of all things. That's nice. If you're going to sit here on the phone, tell me that you're watching Ken fuck a bird. Yeah, you guys are being very retarded. And when you're very retarded, the retarded people don't do a lot of things. They have to stay home. They gotta do like the painting. They do finger painting. They get books read to them. You know, they got little sports events for them. They cartoons. You know, and you know, if Tata, I know the story with Ken. That's why I don't say a lot about Ken, because Tata takes care of Ken, and everybody makes fun of Ken, and I'm guilty of it, too. But don't make fun of people that are retarded, okay? Please don't. And shit at their fucking animals. They don't do that. Yeah, for a pastor, Pastor Vail, you're making fun of retarded people, you're going to go to hell for that. You go to jail, too. I don't think people are out there allow that no more. It actually reminds me of my friend Peachy, you son of a bitch. Peachy was a good kid. He was in a wheelchair. He had some syndrome. I don't know what it was. It wasn't... It wasn't the Downs or nothing like that. He had a really big head. He was blind in one eye, too. I don't know what he had. And no, shit ass, get the fuck out of here. Telling me that I never fucked Peach in the ass. Even if anybody wanted to, they couldn't. They couldn't fuck him in the ass. He was always wearing a diaper. 111, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hello, Tony. You have been very naughty. You besmirched the Longfeather family. And now you must pay the price. I'm coming for you. All of us, the ancestors of the Longfeather clan, have
what
been freed
the
from the afterlife.
What did I do?
Why, someone.
I did it.
Very powerful. Yes,
what?
You did.
I can't have a conversation with somebody growling fucking hyena on the phone to me. So I'm just going to say, I wasn't going to bring it up, okay? I wasn't going to bring it up, but Mrs. Longfeather emails me. First, I didn't think it was her, but it has to be her, because I've tried to call her numerous times, told her to call into the show numerous times. Numerous times. And she doesn't know. She doesn't call me. She doesn't call me. I call her. And then after Johnny died, she's a sick fuck like her husband. And then she, Big Dick Tony. Don't call me. I mean, yeah, I know people do call me this. But don't call me Big Dick Tony when your husband just died. I can't have sex with you right away. You're a widower. You're a widow now. So I can't do that. But the whole family, I guess, is a sick fuck, sexual deviants, if you will call them that. Ashley, I would have had, I don't want to have sex with her now, right now. I don't know what she looks like. I mean, she sent me a picture. She looks good. Too good for some people. But like, if you're the wife of my dead friend, if you're going to call me or email me, if you're going to email me and call me Big Dick Tony. Got to draw a line somewhere. 561. You're coming up on the air. 561. What do you hear? What do you say?
Shalom.
Tony, baby, how are you? I left your voicemail.
Listen, brother. First of all, I don't like this Danger Smooth name. This Danger Smooth name is like a gay superhero motherfucker. I don't like it. But anyway, first of all, I have a lot of ground to cover here. I'm going to start with Kenny. I have to say, Pastor Veal is not lying. Kenny is a sexual degenerate, but he is not retarded. He is not retarded. He has egg-holed a chicken before. He's made love to a chicken when he was in the Army, or maybe it was the Navy or the Marines. No, he wasn't a Marine. Was he a Marine? Anyway, he made love to a chicken. Tony,
yeah.
Why is it every motherfucking time I call you, you got to make all these random-ass sounds, man? You like a wild animal in the jungle, but you fat as fuck. Tony,
I'm sneezing. I think I'm sick. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What are you doing that cocaine again, motherfucker? You sniffling and shit with your nose? Are you on the toilet bowl doing cocaine and shitting? Tony, listen. Your jaw hurting and doing that thing with the smacking the lips and shit. Listen, man, I know when a motherfucker's on cocaine, all right?
I'm not on a cocaine. I'm sick. Just.
Well, I know you're not on cocaine, because if you were, you wouldn't be 675 motherfucking pounds, man. But listen, can I please talk to you without you making all this racket in the motherfucking background? Listen, Kenny is actually going to do a show coming up at, it might even be started. He doing the show from the pond. He trying to take your listeners, man. And I'm not even going to get to my point. This motherfucker make all the noise in the world.
Tony,
Tony, no, shut up. Hey, shut the fuck up, Tony.
I've
had enough of your bullshit. Hey, fuck you, Tony. Shut up. Listen to me.
What
do you know what a mute button
is?
Hey, listen, motherfucker. Do you know what a mute button is?
Yes.
Do you know what a mute button? Then use that, motherfucker, man.
God damn.
All
right.
I've been going through this shit for fucking years, Tony. I'm getting sick of this shit.
I'm sorry. Just talk. I'm sorry.
Hey, shut up. I'm trying to talk, motherfucker.
Fucking motherfucker.
You snorting and sneezing and making all this fucking noise. Mute yourself, you fat motherfucker. Now listen.
Stop it. Okay.
Tony, shut up. Shut the fuck up. Don't make me sing Clarence after your fat ass. Make bacon out your ass. Listen, I got your message, man, and I don't appreciate the way you was talking about Miss Longfeather, man. That's a widower, man. You trying to fuck Johnny's – may he rest in peace, RIP, baby. You're trying to fuck his wife, man. And
no,
listen,
I'm
you
not.
So shut up. You so retarded that you actually think it's his wife that's emailing you. It is not his wife. She's in grief, man. Her man died. She don't want your fat, greasy ass right now. Are you fucking kidding me, Tony? I've had enough of your bullshit, Tony.
I'm gay.
You gay?
No.
Well, that changes things. If you're gay, Tony, then that does change things. That wouldn't surprise me a bit. You dressed in those funny-ass Michael Jackson outfits with the glove and shit. Listen, if you're gay, then that changes it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not mad at that. It explains a lot.
She's emailing me, calling me Big Dick Tony.
That's not her, you 50 IQ having motherfucker. You know what? Tony, I've had enough of your bullshit. I've had enough of it. You a fat motherfucker. You an ungrateful motherfucker. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Listen, fuck you. Don't listen to me, motherfucker. I'm going to break a bottle of Colt 45 on your fucking fat motherfucking head if you don't shut the fuck up. Listen.
I'm wishing.
I don't know what. No. Okay. You're talking, motherfucker. How can you listen when your mouth's moving, you fat, greasy, chicken bone motherfucker? Listen. I don't know what your problem is with Jason, okay? But he's been good to you for many years, and you need to apologize to that man. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I don't care. I know this. If it's between you and him, you're in the wrong because he's a good man. Now, that's all I got to say about that. Now, Tony, you may take the rest of your callers, but don't act like I'm not listening, motherfucker. And don't be making noises and farting and doing all this weird shit when other people are talking on your show. Or should I say other brothers are talking on your show, like if Leroy calls. And don't be farting and burping and snorting and shit. I don't want to hear it. It's racist. It's uncalled for.
But, okay.
Do you understand me?
I understand, Donnie. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I was very respectful in case that was Mrs. Longfeather sending me those emails. And Jason is, he's just, if he cares about the community, he will call in or I will call him. Have you heard from him?
Yes, he's my friend. Of course I've heard from him. He does care about the community. He doesn't care about you. There's a difference. Or at least he's not happy with you. He don't. Tony, do you know how many fucked up things you've done over the years, man? Listen, he loves the community. Everybody in the community loves him. Everybody knows that he loves the community except you because you're stupid as fuck. You got less than a room temperature IQ, like Jesco used to say, man. You a stupid motherfucker. Listen, you need to make amends with him. Get this shit right back on track. And don't try to fuck Miss Longfeather, because if I find out you trying to fuck Miss Longfeather, we going to have a major problem, motherfucker. Okay? You understand me? Do you understand me, fat boy? Shut the fuck up. Say yes or no, nigga. Do you understand?
I understand. I was stationed. Fuck.
Are you having a fucking seizure, motherfucker? God damn.
Hello? Donnie, call back. I'm sick. I'm fucking sick. I just got a call. I don't know what to say. I don't know about it. The fuck? Donnie, you there?
Yeah, man. What's the problem? What? Tony.
Charlie,
what's
going on? I had to blow my nose. And then I couldn't hear you, and you just yelled again. Can we relax, please? Because I feel like you're trying to get all N-wordish on me, like you always say.
Shut up, Tony. Don't even start with that shit, man. Don't start with that racist shit. Just because you got white powder allergies, nigga, don't mean you could take that shit out on me. Start snotting all over the phone and shit. I don't like that. You can mute yourself, you disrespectful fat motherfucker. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I'm here. What you need, man?
I did not say nothing rude to Mrs. Longfeather. I've been trying to get her to call the show.
I've been told that you hold on. First of all, you left me a message that definitely sounded like you was trying to pursue that avenue, which I'm telling you, if you do, you're going to have a motherfucking problem, like multiple problems. So don't pursue that. Of course you haven't said it publicly, because that would make you the dumbest motherfucker on the planet. You are close, but not the dumbest. Joe Gibson still is alive the last time I checked. Okay, but Feather is out there. I would like her to call the show. I would like her, if she is listening, please call the show. You need to call in and put this motherfucker in place. Please.
Well, what would she call number? Because
I used to call a
317 number.
No, that's what Johnny used to call on, dumbass. Of course that's the number. It's a 317 number. Why are you trying to act like this woman's trying to fuck you, man? It's bullshit.
I call her all the time on Johnny's old number that she said she was going to keep. I'm not trying to have sex with her. There was an email going around. I don't know if it was true. If it was her calling me Big Dick Tony,
enough with the fairy tales, man. Bring her. Is she in the queue? Is she listening?
I got 317 right here. Time. Okay. 317. Mrs. Longfeather, it's about time you decide to call the show.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Mrs. Longfeather. I want Pastor Veal to know that he left a couple of ducks at the house. He doesn't have them all yet.
Donnie, this is not Mrs. Longfeather. This is a guy.
This is Mrs. Longfeather, and I'm also calling to tell you that I am getting your messages, but I'm busy, so I didn't call you back because I'm very busy.
Can I ask her a question? Please,
it's your guy. It's your guy, Donnie. That sounds like a fucking guy.
Well, Miss Longfeather always did sound a little manly, okay? If you've ever spoken to her, she does have a little, bass in her voice, but she is a woman, okay?
Tony, shut up. Shut up. She does have, you know, a little bass in her voice. Do not shame her voice, Tony. That's disrespectful. Now, I'd like to ask a question. That question is, Miss Longfeather, are you sexually interested in this fat, greasy motherfucker?
Of course not. Never. What I've heard is that he has micro penis. It's barely an inch long and looks like a little mushroom cap sticking out of one of his multiple fat rolls.
That's fair. That's a fair point, and that is actually true. I've heard from multiple people.
No, it's not.
Tony, don't lie on this motherfucker,
Tony,
man.
I gotta be honest.
Listen, I've talked to many women that you've slept with, okay, and they've all said the same shit, okay? Yes, you're decent at eating pussy because you have no dick. You have to be decent at it because your dick is so small.
My dick's big.
All right, never mind. Let him live in La La Land. They made a movie called that.
Big.
That's what Tony lives in.
My dick's big, and Mrs. Longfeather, you do not sound the way you look in those pictures you sent me, to be totally honest with you.
That's some disrespectful shit.
No, it's not. She looks hot in the pictures, but she sounds like a guy.
That's her voice, motherfucker. You sound like a retarded Italian meatball. Nobody says shit to you.
That's very true. I would have called you back, but it was so disturbing hearing you trying to hit on me when I'm obviously in grief. And it's also Black History Month, and you won't even acknowledge LeBron and apologize to how you insulted him when he called in your last show. It's Black History Month. Where's my apology, motherfucker?
That's true, Tony. That's true, man. It's February, motherfucker.
Donnie, can I talk to you in private, please?
Tony, you don't
I'll mute myself.
No, hold on a second. You can, everybody, in private? We on a public show, Tony. Just talk. Whatever you can say to me, you can say to your fans. Say that shit.
I don't
if it's
think
racist,
that...
Tony, Bert, hold on. Before you start, if it's racist, I'm going to get Leroy, I'm going to get Clarence, I'm going to get all my brothers, all my Grover, if he doesn't have COVID, and we just gonna kick the shit out of you, Tony. So don't say no racist shit. That's all. Go ahead now. You can go.
I'm not saying anything racist. Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Wasn't that a month ago, nigga?
I'm sorry. Happy Black Month, Black History Month.
Tony, just ask me the fucking question, man. Stop being stupid.
I'm not being racist. I'm not saying anything against black people. LeBron is probably a good kid. I know he's black. I'm sure Johnny and Mrs. Longfeather raised him right. So I wasn't trying to.
Did you say raise him white? Why would you say some shit like that? It's a brother. They raised him white.
No, I said
I know you said you raised him white. Tony, why would you say raised him white? Raised him
right,
motherfucker.
White.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead. Like I said, man, I can't understand that Italian drool cocaine talk, man. Go ahead.
I just want to apologize if there was a miscommunication. It could have been Jason sending me an email saying that he was Mrs. Longfeather. That's all I just want to say.
Well, why would you want to say that to me privately? Why wouldn't you say that to her?
Mrs. Longfeather, hello?
This motherfucker is retarded.
Yes. I think that Jason sent you emails pretending that you was me. I'm sorry, I was you. Pretending that
you. Tony, this sounds like it's a fucking written statement taken from a hostage, man. Jesus Christ, spit it out, fat boy.
I think Jason emailing me pretending that he's you calling me Todd. Big Dick Tony.
What was the email address?
Hang on.
Tony Gaga at Gmail, probably. He's probably sending that shit to himself. Right, Tony?
Was it Tony Frittata Fox at Yahoo.com?
No. I get things from that all the time. I just ignore it because it's just bad pictures.
It doesn't matter who it is because it's not me. I have not been calling you, and the condition of my voice should not be your concern.
It's caught.
I've sounded like this since I got my first period.
Oh, I'm sorry, but it says DS Lips. DS Lips is the name of the email.
Your name is called DS. Your show is called Dick Suck, isn't it?
It's Danger Smooth. It's Danger Smooth. And
you know what happened? This motherfucker sent himself emails. Tony, you are stupid, motherfucker.
I am not sending myself emails about my dick, number one. Number two, Mrs. Longfellow.
Just so you can say big dick on air because you know you got a little any dick. You stupid as fuck, Tony. You a dumb motherfucker.
You're is it an innie or an outie? I heard it was an innie, not an outie.
Yeah, Donnie, you're not the only one that can get real thuggish, motherfucker.
Oh. You got me laughing now, fat boy. You funny. You
all
should
right.
do stand-up comedy, Tony.
Mrs. Longfellow, you sound like a transgender, and your husband's a sick fucking show of you. Goodbye, Mrs. Longfellow.
He's dead. Tony, you an ignorant motherfucker. That's
I got your point, Hey, you shut up this time.
I ain't shutting shit up, motherfucker.
You
fat. You the only motherfucker I know that could do stand-up comedy and not say a word. Just walk up on that motherfucking stage with that turtleneck and fucking one of them herringbone chains from 1986 that Eric B. and Rakim used to wear, motherfucker.
Listen to me. The reason why you and I is arguing is because of Jason. That's it. And I want
to bring him on. I want to talk to him. He's actually my friend. You just fat.
I'm going to call him. I'm going to call him right now on the air.
Do it.
And I want to talk to him.
All right, well, you can mute me. All I want to hear is an apology from you to him. That's it, motherfucker. That's all I want to hear.
Hey, you're going to stop being mean to me? You're going to stop being mean to me for sneezing?
Yes. All right. And being disrespectful to Longfeather's memory? Yeah, and saying that he's a piece of shit and his wife's a transgender? All right. Yeah, I'll be nice for a little bit. Put me on mute. Let me listen to what Jason has to say.
All right.
If you need me, I'm here.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. I apologize to everybody. I still don't know if that's really Mrs. Longfellow. It sounds like a guy. And I'm sorry, Mrs. Longfellow, if it is you. But you do sound like a guy. That's all I want to say. And Donnie is only mad at me because of the stress that Jason's causing. And I've given Jason plenty of time to answer the phone. And he knows the type of stress. He knows the type of stress that I'm under after losing Johnny. He knows it. So I'm going to call him right now. I'm going to call him. You had your chance. I'm calling you. That's it.
Please leave your message for 8-5-7-7-5.
right. He's not there. Thank you for not answering the phone. Nine show nine, you're on the air. Nine show nine, I'm gonna bring you on. No, 909, why do you call into a fucking show and hang up on Big O? Why do you do it, you fucking idiot? 111, bringing you on the air.
Hello, is this Tony Talk?
Hello, yes, this is Tony Talk, a.k.a. Danger Smooth. How are you?
Ooh, I really like it when you go Danger Smooth. I think it's pretty cute. My name's Annette.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good. I've just been doing my nails tonight, and I'm very happy with it. I put little rainbows on them, and it's so pretty. I have to say, I just love your voice, and I think it's very pretty. Sorry, my dog is just making a little bit of noise. I have a little Pomeranian who I put in my backpack. See?
That's cute. I like Pomeranian. So where are you from? What brings you on the air?
I do. I'm from East Boston, actually. I love Boston. I moved out here from California, where I actually worked in film for a little bit.
Oh. Wow. What kind of sales do you do?
Kind of sales or scenes, do you mean? I guess you know what I mean when I say the word scenes.
I'm sorry, Darren. What's your name so I can just type it in here so I know who I'm talking to?
My name is Annette.
Annette. Is that Annette with an E, or?
It's actually Annette with a W. My parents were on crack when they named me.
Sorry to hear that. Sorry.
Very unfortunate. When I was a baby, I had to be weaned off of crack cocaine. But I'm clean now. I've been clean for 5 days.
Well, that's nice that you're clean and sober. Good.
So I hear that they call you Big D Tony. Is that true?
Well, I do have a reputation of, you know, I'm a big guy. So people usually look at me and they say, man, that guy is, might be well endowed. And I've had to have numerous relations with women. But yes, if you're asking me if my... I'll admit it, I do. But it's a detriment to me because I hurt women when I make love to them. But I have to go slow.
You hit the sides. I like that.
That's what I mean. When you hit the sides, it's good. That's what you gotta do.
Hang on. Are you masturbating in the background? This is our first phone call together. I hear
No, baby, I'm not masturbating, I promise. I don't do that on the phone. I'm a gentleman. I do all the shit.
Based on the sound of your masturbation, I'm really smart in this. I work in scenes. It seems like the length of time it takes your hand to get to the bottom of your shaft, it sounds very short. I thought you were supposed to have a big dick, not a small one.
No, I do. Listen, you're being fresh now. I'm trying to have a conversation with you. You're being very fresh.
Are you fingering your penis? See, I hear it now. You're fingering your penis, aren't you?
No, I'm not fingering my
penis. That's why I'm being so false advertisement of you having a big D, but really,
I am not your penis right now.
I hear it.
It's not me.
I thought you were a gentleman, Uncle Tony.
I am a gentleman.
Trash
rest of the EC Trash from Boston who I've met. I'm so heartbroken.
I am not EC Trash. What? Hello?
You keep masturbating on the phone.
I'm not. Goodbye. I'm not masturbating. You're being
EC wet. Trash.
Fuck off, you fucking little cock-sucking whore. She sounds like a fucking whore. Yeah, a whore. She sounds like a fucking whore. That's what whores do. They call in and they fucking cock tease you all the time. Maybe that should be an episode I do. I'm fucking tired of it. Just because you're a fucking broad with dicks doesn't mean you can shake your fucking ass and talk to somebody about their dick and then not do nothing about it. If y'all gonna talk about it, you better fucking be about it or else you're never gonna fucking cock tease. Right. Five, six, one. Hello?
Tony?
You heard that whore, right? The cock cage?
Tony, you disrespectful motherfucker, man. She not a whore. She an adult actress, man. First of all. Second of all, why are you beating off? That's some nasty, that's some degenerate shit. That's some Kenneth Fishman, Tony Furtado shit.
I was not jerking off under you.
Well, what the fuck was that? Were you fingering your asshole? All I heard was the fingering sound. Did you mean that bad ass of yours? Actually, you can't reach around to your ass. You're too fat. Listen. Listen, here's the thing, man. You need to knock off. Okay, how much you weigh now, man? The last time I talked to you, well, I'm not even going to tell you what it was. Let's see what you weigh. Go ahead, man.
330 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that like with all arms and legs, or is that just torso?
No, I was naked in the morning.
Well, that sounds like you've been working with Mike Hunt. Because that's, you know, that's his forte.
I stopped eating. I don't eat carbs. So.
Well, that's good, Tony. So, listen, you need, well, everyone knows our problem. We fight all the time. You say, nigga, I go ape shit. It's around and around. It's what we do. But what I will say is you need to knock off the disrespectful shit. You've been disrespectful to Miss Longfeather, to Longfeather's memory, to the lady that just called in. You're always disrespectful to me by doing all the shit you do. Are you on the bowl, Tony? Tony, are you on the motherfucking bowl now?
No, I'm listening. I was just getting something. Go ahead, Charlie.
In the shitter? Mid-conversation?
No, I'm not taking a shit. I'm getting a drink.
Out of the toilet?
No, for the kitchen.
You in the bathroom, Tony. I can tell. It's echoing. You drinking out of the toilet again? I told you about that, man. People piss in that toilet.
I was in the kitchen.
You're not a dog, Tony. Listen, don't drink out the toilet bowl. It's not for you.
I'm not. I got a drink from the kitchen.
Tony, you a degenerate motherfucker drinking out of the toilet bowl, man. The turds go in there and pee-pee go in there. Who else? Jesus Christ. You drink out the toilet. You're like Kenny with his dog bowl, man, but it's a toilet bowl. Listen, I want to be – Tony, shut up. I want to be put on mute, brought back on only – if Jason asked me to be brought on. Otherwise, I'm waiting for that phone call. We done covered all the ground, brother. We done covered all the ground. Take some more calls. I'm going to chill.
All right. Jesus Christ. You always got fucking... 502-502. Okay, you want 20 minutes left to the show, everybody, and Jason does not care about calling in show. That's okay, but 502 cares. Shall we bring on 502? 502, what do you hear? What do you say?
Are you a fucking caveman? What the hell is your problem? Calling Mrs. Lumpen a train and talking shit about Johnny? Are you fucked in the head, Tony? Do I have to come back to put you in your place once again? Because I'll do it. You fat, disrespectful piece of shit.
You know, you're a tough guy. Tough guy, you want to fucking come over here and say some shit to me?
I will say all the shit to you, and you will do all the shitting, because you'll be stuck in the bathroom because your fat ass can't fit through the door.
Fuck you, listen, asshole. Anytime you want to fucking go, you know where the fuck I am.
Oh, yeah. I'll make sure to bring a wheelbarrow so I can roll your fat ass down a hill. But I'm afraid that it will cause massive earthquakes in Boston.
I'd like to see you fucking try. You wouldn't be able to get one fucking punch on me, you fucking punk. Why don't you fucking come here and say to my fucking face, bitch?
I will, and I...
You fucking little bitch. Don't call here talking shit about me. Not on my show. No, I'm not fucking sure you're not going to talk shit about me. No fucking way. Number 57. What do you hear? What do you say?
Okay, I don't know what disgusts me more. The fact that you're being disrespectful to everyone, and or the fact that you just had J-Bo's number, the first half of J-Bo's number was read on air. So are you trying to dox him again?
I'm not trying to dox nobody. He should, everybody already has his number, first of all.
I don't have his number. And the only reason he's not calling is because he's busy working, trying to support his family. You know, he's being a real man.
Well, that's nice. That's good.
Is that a concept that's alien to you?
No, it's not aliens to me. Okay, this guy said he was going to call and call in.
He is working.
Well, when I work, I still do the show.
He is an EMT, I think. He's trying to help save people's lives.
No, he works in a hospital, and he wants to go become a nurse like a fucking girl. That's what he wants to do in his life.
Hold on. So, just because someone wants to be... What is up with you in this gender bullshit? Huh?
What gender bullshit? Girls and nurses,
yeah,
everybody knows this.
Only women can be nurses.
Well, they got guys that are nurses. It's like they got guys that do the flight stuff, the stewardesses. But they're gay. There are a lot of gay nurses, too. So there are guys that do it, too.
That doesn't make you... Oh, my God. Tony.
What? I'm just saying there are a lot of girls that are nurses. I don't know why...
7 days, Tony.
For what?
You have 7 days to write your last will and testament before I come to Boston and throw you down
and I'll rip you limp from the fat boy.
Do not call my show sounding satanic. If you're going to be satanic, you'll call the fucking Satan show. Don't call this show with scary voices. This is fucking Halloween. This is Halloween. Jason, I'm calling you one more time, and that is it. And if you do not answer the phone, you send all your fucking friends to me. You send all your friends over to me. I sent you the password. I sent you everything that you, that you can get back on the show. I even said I would pay for it. You're not going to help me. It's very simple. You help me with the show. You help me answer questions. We co-host together. You're in California. We can make it work because it's called the internet, you fucking idiot. Okay. Now his fucking lawyer's calling me. Pastor Ville. Well, why? How do you know that's his lawyer calling me? It's probably a fucking prank call. She's at your ministry. Okay, let's hear the troll son of a bitch right now. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Sally Hemmings. I'm a lawyer out here at Jason & Jason in California. I'm going to have to ask you to stop being terrible to my clients. We've worked really hard with you in the past, and nothing has ever shown up. You've shown to be a fat, lazy bum often, and your calling of Jason today while he was at work is just absurd to me.
Okay, you are not a lawyer. You
I am a lawyer with the California Bar Association, so you better knock it off or I'll sue
you're
you.
A lawyer,
I'll take
yes.
you to court.
You're a lawyer with the California Fire Association. That just gave it away that you're a fucking troll.
Well, you should just – the California Bar Association is where people go to become licensed lawyers in California. And you're just sitting out here talking about things you have no clue about. Now, listen, Jason just doesn't want to call
you. Fat?
I'm not safe art, sir. I'm a professional, okay?
I
understand that you're trying to have sex with
associate.
Me. I understand that you're trying to have sex with me, which I don't enjoy,
okay,
Mr. Gagat. Stop flirting with me.
She's why. Okay. 11 minutes. You got 11 minutes. 11 minutes. You're very selfish, Jason. You're very selfish. People want you to call in. You know, Mrs. Longfeather, you're calling me back in here. I don't want to speak to you no more. I paid respect to your husband, your husband, and I don't want to talk. Do you understand?
This be LeBron Longfeather. This is not Mrs. Longfeather. That is my mama. And I'm calling from my basketball game right now.
All right.
I would like to invite you to come to one of my games. You are like a father figure to me. My middle name is Anthony, remember? You can watch me play basketball. I play basketball for the Southern Indiana Shock.
Okay.
At the AAU team in Seymour. Probably
okay.
The best way for you would be to fly down to Indianapolis or fly to Louisville, Kentucky. I doubt you could drive all that way, being as wide as you are.
All right. Is it LeBron supposed to be 4 years old or something?
I be 8 years old.
You be 8 years old. Okay. Okay. Okay.
You want to come to my game and sit on the front row and cheer for me?
I don't want to come to your fucking game. I don't want to come to your fucking game. I have people calling this show acting retarded. I have done this show for too long. That was not LeBron. That was a fucking black guy. Tommy, what's your area code? Because I can't find you. You're the only one I will talk to. I will not talk to anybody else right now. Okay? I'm not... Shut up! I thanked you, you little fuck. One, what do you hear? What do you say?
What's up, Tony? It's Tommy.
Hey, Tommy, this is you.
Yes.
Tommy, have you heard from your friend there, the idiot?
I don't think you should be disrespecting my friend.
He's not calling.
After all he's done for you, and you're projecting that he doesn't care about his fans, he's in Discord every single day talking with us whenever he gets a moment. He's interacting with us. He's in most of the rooms except the Salami Brigade, and he's talking with us. You're barely in Discord at all. And this is like your first show all year, and it's only February 1st, and you only done like what, 4 or 5 shows last year, and now you're just threatening to hold the show hostage, and you're blaming J-Bo for him not calling you back and dealing with you because you nuked the entire fucking channel? What kind of shit is this?
That was an accident that happened, okay?
You were blaming everybody else for what you did, and you wanna shit on J-Bo like this. The man put you on. He birthed you. And you want to shit on him like this?
He's not helping me with the show. I need help with the show. Hear what people say about it. Oh, the show's not funny no more. Oh, the show's not good no more. He needs
What does he need to do that you can't even do?
Help me. Maybe talk. Talk on the show. Here's a call in. Here's a talk to me. I've been I'm not masturbating. Tossy McShowan typed in masturbating, and I saw it and I said it out loud. Stop typing this shit in my fucking chat. Well, I can't look at it. Tommy, I've been calling him.
How about you just apologize? Admit that you've been wrong.
I did.
How about you do it live on the air where you got about 15 or so people listening to you right now? You'll find time to listen back to the show later.
Fine. Jason, I apologize for being the way I am, and I apologize for deleting the shows. I did not know that they were going to be deleted for forever. I was upset, and I'm sorry. And I'm having a hard time with Johnny dying and his wife trying to have sex with me and people being mean to me at this point. And nobody listens to the show no more. I look. No one's there on the show. I like doing the show.
and I need help with it because all I do is get retired in college. When he was helping me with the show, I didn't get retired in college. He helped me, you know. I know he's busy and he's doing all that stuff, but I'm sorry. I need help with the show. I'm losing it, Tommy. I no one's listening to it anymore. I know I don't go on a lot. It's because I don't know what the fuck to talk about. Nobody wants to call me.
Well, you need to really work on your behavior. Because part of the reason why the show's been dying is because you keep threatening to quit the show, and then you disappear from doing the show. So start with that. Start with yourself.
I think you're right. Yeah. Tommy, can I let you go, please, real quick?
Sure.
Thanks, pal.
Yep.
Please leave your message for 8577560165.
Jason, it's Tony. I just wanted to give you a call and say that I'm really sorry. I just spoke to Tommy. And he gave me the courage to just call you again. I just wanted to say I'm sorry. Show's over. I hope to talk to you soon. Goodbye. She is so...